Hey everyone, Logan Cruz here, your daily dose of Stoicism to navigate this crazy world we call life. You know that feeling when you wake up on a Monday morning and instantly feel the weight of the week pressing down? Or maybe it's that nagging voice in your head that whispers doubts whenever you're about to try something new. Ever felt like your thoughts are running the show, even when they're taking you for a wild ride in the wrong direction? Well, guess what? You have the power to change that. Today, we're diving deep into the art of cultivating positive thoughts and replacing those pesky negative ones with a powerful Stoic mindset. Think of it like this. Your mind is a garden, and your thoughts are the seeds you plant. Are you planting flowers or weeds? It's time to take control of that garden, weed out the negativity, and cultivate a beautiful landscape of positivity. Now, I'm not saying ignore those negative thoughts altogether. They're part of life, but they shouldn't dictate your happiness or your actions. It's about recognizing them, understanding where they come from, and then choosing to shift your focus towards something more constructive. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you master this art. First, awareness is key. You can't change what you don't recognize. So start paying attention to those thoughts. What triggers them? Are they based on facts or just assumptions? By becoming more aware of your thought patterns, you create the space to make conscious choices about what you allow into your mind. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. Don't just accept them as truth. Ask yourself, is this really true? What evidence do I have to support this thought? Often, we cling to negative beliefs without questioning their validity. By challenging them, you can start to see things from a different perspective. Think of it like a detective investigating a case, gather the facts, and analyze the evidence before jumping to conclusions. Then focus on what you can control. Remember, you can't control everything that happens in life, but you can control your reactions to it. Instead of dwelling on things beyond your control, focus your energy on what you can influence: your actions, your attitude, and your choices. It's like focusing on the pedals instead of the scenery when you're driving. You might be going through some rough patches, but you keep moving forward. Fourth, practice gratitude. Take a moment each day to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small. This can help shift your focus from negativity to positivity and cultivate a sense of contentment. Remember that simple pleasures, a warm cup of coffee, a sunny day, a heartfelt conversation can bring immense joy. It's like finding those little hidden gems in an unexpected place. They add sparkle to your everyday life. And finally, be kind to yourself. Remember, you're human. You're going to have good days and bad days. Be patient with yourself and celebrate your progress along the way. It's like training for a marathon. You don't expect to run a perfect race every day, but with consistent effort, you'll reach your goals. Now, let me tell you about this one time. I was stuck in traffic on my way to a big presentation. My mind was racing with negative thoughts. What if I mess up? What if people don't like my ideas? I started feeling that familiar anxiety creeping in. But then I remembered the Stoic principle of focusing on what I could control. Instead of dwelling on the situation, I took deep breaths, listened to some upbeat music, and mentally prepared for my presentation. When I finally arrived, I felt calm and confident. See, it's not about ignoring those negative thoughts, it's about acknowledging them, choosing to redirect your energy, and taking action towards a more positive outcome. So, what are you waiting for? Start cultivating those positive thoughts today. Challenge the negativity, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, be kind to yourself, and watch as your world transforms. Remember, you have the power to shape your own thoughts and, in turn, shape your reality. Go out there and make it a great day. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little Stoic inspiration. Until next time, keep those positive vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.